This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong Airport is back in operation today after a judge granted an interim order to limit pro-democracy protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air travel hubs this week. The shutdowns had sparked clashes between demonstrators and riot police, leaving air passengers angry and frustrated. And though peace has returned to the airport, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports there are some troubling satellite images to consider.
The images collected by Maxar's Worldview are thought to be of around 500 armored personnel carriers and other vehicles belonging to the Chinese paramilitary People's Armed Police. They're parked in a sports complex in the city of Shenzhen in what some have interpreted as a threat from Beijing to use increased force against pro-democracy protesters across the border in Hong Kong. Chinese state media have said only that the exercises had been planned beforehand and were not directly related to the unrest in Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the U.S., a longtime friend of the gunman behind the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio this month is due in court today. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
A detention hearing is set for Ethan Colley later today. Authorities accuse him of buying the body armor and helping assemble the weapon used in the August 4th shooting that left 10 people dead, including gunman Connor Betts. Investigators say while there's no evidence that Colley knew what Betts had planned, they say he lied on a federal firearms form while buying a pistol not used in the incident. Colley's attorney says his client was shocked that Betts carried out the shooting.
That was AP correspondent Matt Small. Wildfires are eating away at Evia, a Greek island nature reserve north of Athens. Four villages and a monastery have been evacuated as hundreds of firefighters try to contain the flames. Greece is asking Italy and Croatia for help. In a 24-hour period from Monday night through Tuesday, close to 60 forest fires broke out around the country. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has reassigned the war